So we're doing this happiness series, What Makes You Happy? And last week before you left, I asked you to visualize a person that you needed to perhaps be a little extra kind to this week. And I hope, well, my prayer is that you are able to reach out to that person that you visualized. And that if you weren't able to approach or make contact with that person, that you're still going to do so. That you're still going to reach out within the next week or so to that person. Because we said last week to be happy, we wanted to, what? Have healthy relationships, right? And to do things for other people. And so I hope that you're going to continue with that. Maybe it's a new face this week. Maybe you've already made contact, and maybe it's a new face this week. Well, one of the people that I reached out to was my youngest sister, because she annoys me, and I don't feel like that I'm very nice to her. And I have an older sister who's 10 years older than me, and then I have two sisters after me that they're very close in age, but there's a gap between us. And I have a picture of them. Now, they're in their bathing suits, and I took this on Snapchat, but these are two of my younger sisters. And that my youngest sister is in the bikini. She's Jill, and the other sister is Jen. And I have to tell y'all, these two sisters, they fight. And I'm not talking like, oh, stop that. No, stop that. I'm not talking that kind of fight. I'm talking like push her on the ground, pull her hair, like fight. Okay? I'm talking some serious conflict in my house. Now, stay with me. Stay with me. The older sister, Jen, was in college at Butler. If you don't know Butler, they're awesome college basketball team. Thank you. My sister Jen was in college at Butler. Sister Jill was still at home. I, of course, am much older than them. And I'm going to drive Jill to see Jen in college. We drive 2 hours to Indianapolis to see Jen. The minute we get out of the car, my sister Jen is living in a sorority house. The minute we get out of the car, my sister Jill and I, we walk to the door, we knock on the door. It is opened by one of my sister's sisters, whatever, sorority life. And anyway, and we get there, and we're like, oh, hey, and they're like, oh, hey, you must be Jen's sister. We're like, oh, yeah. And, oh, Jen's room is up the hall, last door on the left. Little sister Jill, boom, she's gone. She goes run into her room. Do you know why she went run into her room? Because at this point in our life, we're supposed to be grown adults. No. My little sister Jill is after a shirt that she knows that Jen took to college. She wants this shirt. She knows Jen has a t-shirt that's hers. And so she is racing down the hallway where my sister Jen lives and is like through the drawers. And she's like, I got it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But this was the normal. These two sisters had the most conflict. They would fight day and night. They still fight. This was in June. We were all together. They still fought. They were arguing over something crazy, and they got kids. They're crazy. But conflict. See, when you have conflict in your life, there's something missing, and it's peace. My two sisters never have peace with each other, because they don't know how to resolve the conflict. They're constantly fighting at 30 and 33 over crazy things like shirts. That's wild, isn't it? But what about you? Bless you, bless you. How many of you have conflict in your life? Thank you for raising your hands voluntarily. I love that, right? We have conflict. And listen, some of us don't know why we have conflict. Like, some of us don't know why every time that person speaks to you, it just about sets your hair on fire because it makes you angry, right? But some of us experience that conflict. So I want to jump right into this, and I'm going to need for you to go there with me, okay? This is a tough conversation, and I need for you to stick with me. I know it's like week two in here together, but we need to stick together, okay? Sometimes we have conflict in our relationship with God. And I know you're like, hold up, Miss Charlie. To have conflict, there has to have been a fight. And I don't remember fighting with God, right? Right, none of us have like squared off with God in the parking lot and like wrestled. It's true, we haven't. But there is conflict. There's something called sin. And my intern Haley, she taped these up here, so when I get in trouble later, no, it wasn't me, okay? It was Haley. Everybody say Haley? That's right, it was Haley's fault. All right. So sin, I want you to stay with me. Sin is when you and I do something against what God wants. Now, you immediately go with the top 10, right? Like lying, cheating, you know, being mean, you know, all these things, right? Those are the immediate sin that we think about. But I wrote this sin down because I struggle with this every day. Value other things more than we value our relationship with God. And I want to read that to you again. Value other things more than we value our relationship with God. Some of you are like, that's not me. But I'll tell you, I spent far more time with this than I've done with God in the last 24 hours. That I choose this form of communication over my prayer life with God. I value my relationship with my phone more than I value my relationship with God. And you're like, oh, but you're the youth pastor. I'm like, I know, but I struggle with that. I might not struggle with lying and cheating and stealing, but I struggle with the value and where I put my time. And I think if we all have an honest moment, we might have all checked Instagram this morning before we got out of bed, before we opened our Bibles. So here's what I want you to know. The sin, we were just born into sin. If you were born in France, you would speak what? Totally. And you would probably love French food, right? Like French fries and French bread and all that French stuff, right? Right? Totally. Oh, French toast, yeah. Mm-hmm. But listen, friends. We were born into this country of sin. That's just where we were. We were born into this brokenness, right? And that immediately creates this conflict with God. It immediately creates the conflict with God. I want to read to you from Colossians. And it's going to be up on the screen because I want you to see it as I read it. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. All right, hold with me. You're like, can you keep that up there for me, Carlos? We were born into the kingdom, right here, of darkness, sin. But the Son, who's the Son? Jesus has transferred us to this kingdom. Because of Jesus, because of the cross, because of his death, you can leave this to come here. The conflict that we have with God is resolved because of Jesus. Jesus came to earth, walked the earth, lived among us, walked among us. He is the bridge that gaps us from our sin to God. I want to read this verse to you out of Ephesians. I love this verse. And I hope you hear what I hear. Carlos is going to put it up on the screen too. He is so rich in kindness and grace. I want to read that again. He is so rich in kindness and in grace, that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. That's big. See, this peace comes from placing your faith in Jesus. And that begins to build your relationship with God. That's huge. It's huge. Now, hear me. Are you never going to value something more than God? No. Are you going to mess up, lie, steal, and shield, cheat and steal? Perhaps. But we don't have to dwell in the dark, right? Because of what? Because of Jesus. We have this relationship with God. But here's the problem, and here's what I want us to talk about. Some of us don't understand putting our faith into Jesus. Some of us have come and we showed up to church, we show up to Lyft, we do all that stuff. But never in our lives have we ever said, hey, Jesus, yeah, I need you. And I need for you to be in my life. We can live this whole life of wearing a Lyft shirt and doing all this stuff in the community and whatever you do, and yet have never asked Jesus to be that bridge for us. Isn't that amazing? That you can go your whole life but have never said that word, those words to him. Some of you may or may not know, but I have hosted foreign exchange students for several years, and they've all been Norwegian. And one girl, her name was Anna, and we so originally called her Norge. Not original at all, was it? No. We called her Norge. And Norge came here, and she'd never been to church before. And she fell in love with church. Loved it. And we took her to this church, and she went downtown to Passion, and she went to this big conference for like 18 and older students called Passion. It's in January. Anyway, and she went, and she fell in love with Jesus. And I thought, out of all the conversations and the Bible studies I did with her sitting across the table, that she had asked Jesus into her life, but she never did. And one night in the middle of the night, she texts me from the basement because it's too far to walk. Does anybody else text their parents from the basement? Okay, good. So she texts me from the basement up to my bedroom, and she's like, please come downstairs. And I was like, oh my gosh, is something wrong? And I went down there, and she's sobbing. And on the back of a CD from this band called Hillsong, it walked you through a prayer on how to accept Jesus. And that's what she did by herself. And I was like flabbergasted. I was like, had we never talked about that? And it makes me just a little teary when I think about it. Because I hadn't helped her walk across this bridge. And so tonight, before you go to small group, I'd ask Carlos to play his guitar for just a few moments, and he's going to come up and do that. But I want to create this space for you to maybe do that right now. Because God loves you, and he wants to be in a relationship with you. And if peace is happiness, then making peace with God will pave the way for peace in the rest of your relationships. Listen, I know some of you get angry and you don't know why. I know that. And I know some of you just cannot control some of the things that you may or may not say. And could that be because you have not fixed the conflict in your life? Could that be because maybe you need to walk across here to take the bridge and ask Jesus, hey, I want to be faithful to you? And maybe that's where some of that anger and that conflict comes from. I know that that's the situation with my sisters, that they constantly fight and bicker and pick at not only themselves, but each other and everyone around them, because they have never accepted Jesus. And when I look at them, I know that that's the source of their conflict. And so we're just gonna let you pray. If you feel led to pray and you wanna come to the altar and pray, if you wanna pray at your seats, but perhaps this is the night that you're like, you're right, Miss Charlie, I've showed up all this time, but I've never told Jesus I want to be in this relationship with him. I want to place my faith in him. And so we're just going to sit for the next few minutes and let you do that.